This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd, ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. I welcome our dear brothers and sisters in al-Islam. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail of the Al-Kawthar Institute and Imam Development Project, with you for another majlis of ilm, another majlis of dhikr, another majlis bi-idhnillahi ta'ala of us learning and understanding the Arabic language. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, it is a new year according to the Gregorian calendar. We are now in 2018, MashaAllah, Tabarakallah. Bi-Ithnillahi Ta'ala, in our previous year, we completed Medina book, Arabic book 1, walhamdulillah. InshaAllah, in this January 2018, we move on to Medina Arabic book 2, inshaAllah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us khair and barakah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us understanding of the deen, understanding of the Arabic language. For verily, these are the keys to understanding the Quran and the Sunnah. Walhamdulillah. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, in durusul lughatul arabiyya, durusul lughatil arabiyya, with regards to the lessons in the Arabic language, then book 2 has 31 lessons in it, walhamdulillah. How many lessons? 31 lessons, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. And no doubt, book 1 was rather easy, simple, walhamdulillah. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we will see that book 2, then we turn up the speed, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Also, the intricacy gets a bit more difficult, but we will take it step by step, insha'Allah. As the poet, he says, الْيَوْمَ شَيْءٌ وَغَدًا مِثْلُهُ مِنْ دُرَدِ الْعِلْمِ الَّتِي تُلْتَقَتْ يُحَصِّلُ الْمَرْءُ بِهَا حِكْمَةً فَإِنَّ السَّيْلُ اجْتِمَاعُ النُّقَتْ. That today you get a little bit of the gems and the pearls of wisdom. Tomorrow you pick up a little bit. Every day you gather up a little and a little. And verily at the end you have an ocean, walhamdulillah. For verily the waves of the ocean and the mountains, they made up what? They are made up of what? They are made up of small particles. Small drops of water make up those massive waves. And small tiny pebbles make up that massive mountain, walhamdulillah. And so, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, step by step, insha'Allah, hayyakumullah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, O male and female servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ad-Darsul Awwal, in book number 2, Ad-Darsul Awwalu, lesson number 1. What will we be covering in lesson number 1? Lesson number 1 is a bit long. What will we learn in lesson number 1? Walhamdulillah, we've gone through like 23 lessons in book 1. So technically, this is our 24th lesson, or book 2, lesson 1, insha'Allah. In this lesson, we will be introduced to the word inna. What does inna mean? Inna means verily, indeed, surely, no doubt. Inna Allaha, verily Allah, indeed Allah, surely, no doubt Allah, such and such. For example, Allah mentions in the Noble Quran, Inna Allaha ala kulli shay'in qadir. Verily Allah, indeed Allah, surely Allah, no doubt Allah, ala kulli shay, upon all matters, with regards to all matters, kulli shay'in qadir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is able and powerful and has control over all matters. Inna Allaha ala kulli shay, Allah is over all matters, qadir, able and powerful, walhamdulillah. So we will be introduced to inna, insha'Allah. We will also be introduced to la'alla. La'alla. What does la'alla mean? It means to have hope, and it can also mean to be fearful of such and such. La'alla al-jawwa jameelun, I hope that the weather is beautiful. لَعَلَّ الْجَوَّ Jo means the weather. لَعَلَّ الْجَوَّ جَمِيلٌ Beautiful. I hope that the weather is beautiful. And لَعَلَّ can also mean I fear. The teacher is not in class, so somebody says, لَعَلَّ الْمُدَرِّسَ مَرِيضٌ لَعَلَّ الْمُدَرِّسَ مَرِيضٌ That I fear, لَعَلَّ I fear, الْمُدَرِّسَ the teacher, مَرِيضٌ is sick. لَعَلَّ الْمُدَرِّسَ مَرِيضٌ So we will be introduced to لَعَلَّ inshaAllah. And لَعَلَّ is a sister of إِنَّ What does that mean, subhanAllah? There are sisters here? Yes. Inna, and it has its sisters. Inna wa akhawatuha. Inna, ka anna, anna, lakinna, la'alla, which we just touched upon, la'alla, and later, they are all the various sisters of inna, and they do the same thing as inna does. What does inna do? Well, the word which comes after inna, or the noun which comes after inna, it will take a fatha. It will be mansub. So inna harfu tawkid wa nasb. Inna is that type of word which indicates emphasis, and it is nasb in that the next word after it takes a fatha. Inna Allaha. Nobody says inna Allahi. Nobody says inna Allahu. No. Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu, for example. Inna Allaha ghafurun. Verily Allah, indeed Allah. So we will learn inna. We will learn about la'alla. We will also learn in lesson one about dhu. What does dhu mean? What does dhu mean? Dhu means to possess. Dhu means to have or to possess. So example, dhul jalali wal ikram. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the possessor of jalal. Dhul jalal wal ikram and nobility. Dhul jalal wal ikram. We say about brother Ahmed, dhu khuluqin. Dhu khuluq. He's got good khuluq. His akhlaq, his khuluq is very good. Dhu khuluqin, he possesses character. He possesses meaning good character. We talk about brother Salman and they say about him, dhu malin. He is dhu possessing or having malin. He possesses money. He possesses wealth, mashaAllah. So we will learn about dhu. We will also learn about am. What does am mean? We're not talking about ummun. Ummun is mother, mashaAllah. Ummi, my mother, walhamdulillah. No, that's a separate discussion. We are talking about am. What does am mean? Am means or. We are talking about am, which means or. Example, atabibun anta am mudarrisun. Atabibun anta. Alif of questioning. Tabib means doctor. Atabibun anta. Is doctor you? Are you a doctor? Am or mudarrisun or a teacher? Atabibun anta. Am mudarrisun. Are you a doctor or a teacher? A anta tabibun. A anta tabibun. Or rather, atabibun anta. Not. أَأَنْتَ طَبِيبٌ أَأَنْتَ طَبِيبٌ أَمْ مُدَرِّسٌ is incorrect. أَطَبِيبٌ We bring the first option after the alif of questioning. أَطَبِيبٌ أَنْتَ Are you a doctor? أَمْ مُدَرِّسٌ or a teacher? We will discuss this in further detail inshaAllah. As we mentioned, four matters so far we are learning in lesson number one. إِنَّ Number two, la'alla, and both of them are sisters. What do? The word after it or the noun after them takes a fatha. Then we will learn about dhu, which means to possess or to have. Then we will learn about am, which means or. And this or is like in an interrogative type of sentence, where it's like a questioning sentence. But if you are talking about, for example, take this book or that book, there you wouldn't use am. You would use aw. Aw means or. So am means or, and au also means or, but we use them in separate different contexts. When it comes to an interrogative type of question, when it comes to like a question, then we use am. And when it comes to take this one or that one, choose whichever book you want, this book or that book, there we use aw. It's a simple matter. We will also learn about mi'ah. Mi'ah means 100. Alf means 1,000. So we will touch upon the numbers related to that. Mi'atu rajulin, 100 men. Alfu rajulin, 1,000 men. Mi'atu riyalin. Mi'atu talibatin, 100 female students. So we will touch upon the word mi'ah, 100, the word alf, which means 1,000. And then lastly, we will be introduced to certain words like ghalin. Ghalin means expensive. Qadin is a judge. The full word is ghaliyun. Ghaliyun, ghaliyun, expensive. Qadiyun, judge. Muhammiyun, lawyer. Wadiyun, valley. So we will touch upon these words and we will learn that at times the ya at the end of this word is dropped. So ana qadin, ana qadin, I am a qadi. Ana qadin, I am a qadi. Originally it's qadiyun, but in the sentences here in the marfu' form, we find that the ya and the dhamma gets omitted, and we will discuss that in further detail bi'iznillahi ta'ala. So these are the six most important matters that we will learn in lesson number one of book number 2, walhamdulillah. And with that, without any further ado, ya abdallah, ya amatallah, let us move on to lesson number 1 in book 2, walhamdulillah, ad-darsul awwalu, lesson number 1. So we have a dialogue, we have this passage here. Hashimun. So the brother's name is Hashim, mashaAllah. Good name, Hashim. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was from Banu Hashim, walhamdulillah. Muhammad ibn Abdullah ibn Abd al-Muttalib ibn Hashim. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's great-grandfather was Hashim, Banu Hashim. Banu means the tribe of Hashim. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And then we have al-mudarrisu, the teacher. Remember, mudarrisun means a teacher. Mudarrisun means a teacher. Al-mudarrisu, the teacher. Al-mudarrisu, the teacher. So al-mudarrisu, the teacher, says, wa alaykumu assalamu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And upon you is assalam and the rahmah of Allah, wa barakatuhu, and the barakah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa barakatuhu, and his barakah. Whose barakah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's barakah upon you. Then Hashim says, كيف حالك يا أستاذ؟ كيف حالك يا أستاذ؟ How are you? How is your hal? How is your hal, your state? كيف, how? Hal, كيف حالك? How is your state? How are you doing? يا أستاذ, O teacher. لعلك بخير. لعلك بخير. We learned, we were introduced to لعل. لعل can mean I hope or I fear. Here it obviously means I hope. لعلك, I hope you. لعلك, لعلك, I hope that you بخير, that you are well, that you are fine, that all is good with you. لعلك بخير, لعلك بخير. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, those of you who are studying with us, you have to imperative, you have to say the words with us. If you just sit there and listen, yes, you will understand, but picking up the language, making mumarasa upon your tongue will only work and will only happen if you move your tongue and you move your lips again. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalamu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. كيف حالك يا أستاذ؟ لعلك بخير. لعلك بخير. I hope that you are well. The mudarris, al-mudarrisu, alhamdulillahi, alhamdulillahi, all praise is due to Allah. Alhamdulillah, no matter what your situation, brother or sister, no matter what the difficulty, no matter what the ease, no matter what the tragedy, we always say alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. Alhamdulillah upon all circumstances. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's always somebody less fortunate than you. So we always say Alhamdulillahi. And it's not Alhamdulillah as some pronounce. No. Alhamdulillahi. Alhamdulillahi. وَكَيْفَ حَالُكَ أَنْتَ يَا هَاشِمُ وَكَيْفَ حَالُكَ أَنْتَ. And how is your hal? And how are you? أَنْتَ you. يَا هَاشِمُ أو هَاشِم. أَنَا أُحِبُّكَ كَثِيرًا. The teacher says to Hashim, Ana uhibbuka, I love you. I love you. Ana, I uhibbu, I love. Ana uhibbu, I love. Uhibbuka, I love you. He's speaking to a male. Ana uhibbuka, I love you. And if he was speaking to a female, he would say, Ana uhibbuki. Uhibbuki. So he says, Ana uhibbuka kathiran. I love you a lot. I love you a lot. Ana uhibbuka kathiran. Kathir means a lot. Ana uhibbuka kathiran. This kathiran here is maf'ul mutlaq. Ana uhibbuka kathiran. I love you a lot. Ya Hashimu. Our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, if you love somebody, male, female, then go and say to them, that I love you for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Uhibbuka fillah. I love you for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you say this to somebody, then he should respond, may the one for whose sake you've loved me also love you. Ahabbaka alladhi ahbabtani fi. Jayid. That our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to many of the sahaba, oh so and so, I love you. I love you. Subhanallah. Imagine the emotions of that sahabi when the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said those words to him. So the teacher says to the student here, Ana uhibbuka kathiran ya Hashimu, innaka talibun dhakiyun. Innaka, we learnt, we were introduced to inna. Inna means verily indeed. Innaka, verily indeed you, surely you, surely you, no doubt you. Talibun dhakiyun, surely you, طَالِبٌ ذَكِيٌّ, are an intelligent student. You are a smart student. طَالِبٌ, what type of طَالِبٌ? ذَكِيٌّ. So ذَكِيٌّ is a na'at, is a describing word. إِنَّكَ طَالِبٌ ذَكِيٌّ وَمُجْتَهِدٌ, and hardworking. You're a طَالِبٌ ذَكِيٌّ, intelligent, smart. And he's also مُجْتَهِدٌ وَمُجْتَهِدٌ, and hardworking. وَذُو خُلُقٍ, and you possess character, meaning good character, and you have good khuluq. وَذُو خُلُقٍ, and you possess good character. ذُو خُلُقٍ. The word ذُو is مُضَاف, and the word after it, خُلُق, will be مُضَافٌ إِلَيْ. That's why it's مَجْرُور, that's why it has a كَسْرَة. ذُو خُلُقٍ, ذُو الْجَلَالِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ذُو الْجَلَالِ, جَلَالِ with a kasra. Why? Because it comes after ذُو. Whatever comes after ذُو will be مَجْرُور, meaning it will have a kasra. Why? Because ذُو is مُضَاف, and the word which comes after ذُو will be مُضَافٌ إِلَيْ, and thus it will be مَجْرُور, meaning takes a kasra. ذُو خُلُقٍ. Somebody else is ذو مالٍ, he possesses money. Somebody else is ذو عِلْمٍ, he possesses knowledge. Always عِلْمٍ with a كَسْرَة. إِنَّكَ طَالِبٌ ذَكِيٌّ وَمُجْتَهِدٌ وَذُو خُلُقٍ. Indeed, you are a student who is smart, and you are hardworking, and you possess good character. أَمِنْ بَاكِسْتَانَ أَنْتَ. أَمِنْ بَاكِسْتَانَ. Are you from Pakistan? أَمِنْ بَاكِسْتَانَ أَنْتَ. Are you from Pakistan? We were introduced to am means or. أَمِنْ بَاكِسْتَانَ أَنْتَ. من الهند يا هاشم or from India O Hashim أمين باكستانا. Why باكستانا؟ أمين باكستانا after من we know that the word is supposed to take a كسرة because من is a harf of جر and so it's supposed to take a كسرة من البيت من المسجد see كسرة كسرة but why باكستان has a فتحة why because باكستان is a diptote it is ممنوع من الصرف it's allergic to a كسرة and so it will not take the كسرة visibly but it would rather take a فتحة it's in the form of مجرور but it will not take a visible كسرة أمين باكستان أنت أم من الهند يا هاشم are you from Pakistan or from India يا هاشم إني من الهند so if we have the word أنا and you add إن before it verily I indeed I surely I how would you pronounce that well one way of pronouncing it would be إني indeed I Indeed, I, verily I, inni min al-hindi. Indeed, I am from India. Mudarris says, وَزَمِيلُكَ الَّذِي خَرَجَ الْآنَ مِنَ الْفَصْلِ وَزَمِيلُكَ wa, and زَمِيل, colleague, وَزَمِيلُكَ and your colleague, الَّذِي who, وَزَمِيلُكَ الَّذِي and your colleague who, خَرَجَ is a past tense verb, And your colleague who kharaja exited left ma'aka ma'aka with you ma'aka al-ana now that's an adverb now indicating place or time and your colleague who exited now with you min al-fasli exited now from the classroom ahuwa aidan min al-hindi a Alif of questioning, ahuwa, is he, aydan, is he also minal hindi from India, is he also from India, ahuwa aydan minal hindi, is he also from India, and Hashim says, la, innahu min Pakistana, la, no, innahu, verily he, indeed he, surely he, Indeed, he min Pakistana. He is from Pakistan. Subhanallah. We know that there was the partitioning between India and Pakistan. It was all known as Hind. It was all known as India. And then it was partitioned. And so you had Pakistan formed and you also had Bangladesh formed. And lots of people lost their lives during that partition. Allahumma musta'an. لا إنه من باكستان No, he is from Pakistan إن ساعتك The teacher says إن ساعتك Verily your watch إن Indeed, surely ساعتك Originally it is ساعتك 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 But because we brought إن before it And we learnt that after إن The noun will take a فتحة So no longer will it be ساعت ساعت Not ساعت إن ساعت إن الله إن الله إن الله إن ساعتك Verily your watch Indeed your watch Surely your watch جميلتن يا هاشم Verily your watch is beautiful O هاشم جميلتن Why feminine جميلتن Because ساعتن is feminine And I'm describing something feminine So my description will also be feminine إن ساعتك جميلتن يا هاشم أمن اليابان هي Is it from Japan? Ahia, is it? Amin al-Yabani here. Amin is from. Amin. Yabani is from Japan here. Is from Japan it? Is it from Japan? What's the it? It is the watch that I'm talking about. Why are we saying here? Here because the sa'atun is feminine. So I'm talking about the watch. And so I will use the here to describe that watch because it's feminine. This here doesn't mean she, but rather it means it here. It for something feminine. Amin al-Yabani here, is it from Japan? Hashim says, La, innaha min al-Hindi. No, indeed, surely it is from India. Mudarris. Aghaliyatun here am rakhisatun. Aghaliyatun is expensive here, it. أَمْ رَخِيصَةٌ Is it expensive or cheap? Remember when we are using the word أَمْ, which means or, and we are using it in a questioning type of sentence, then we bring the first option after the alif of questioning. أَغَالِيَةٌ is expensive. هِيَ it. أَمْ رَخِيصَةٌ أَمْ رَخِيصَةٌ رَخِيصَةٌ means cheap. رُخْصَة. Somebody says, I'm traveling right now, so I've been given a rukhsa. I can pray 2 rakahs of salah, not 4 rakahs of salatul asr, but I have the rukhsa to pray 2 rakahs of salah. I'm traveling right now, and so my salatul maghrib and my salatul isha, I have the rukhsa, and I have the concession to join those 2 salawat together. And so you've been given the rukhsa, walhamdulillah. Somebody comes home from school, and so the parent asks, why are you home early from school today? He says, well, alhamdulillah, the teacher gave us a rukhsa and allowed us to leave 1 hour early. أَغَالِيَةٌ هِيَ أَمْ رَخِيصَةٌ Is it expensive? أَمْ رَخِيصَةٌ or cheap? Cheap here, obviously, in price, and the word rukhsa technically means like a concession to give some leeway. إِنَّهَا رَخِيصَةٌ جِدًّا Indeed, it is very expensive, very cheap. إِنَّهَا رَخِيصَةٌ جِدًّا It is very cheap. جِدًّا, very. إِنَّهَا بِمِئَةِ رُوبِيَّةٍ إِنَّهَا, surely, indeed, it. بِمِئَةِ رُوبِيَّةٍ It is for 100 rupees. 100 rupees فقط, only. إِنَّهَا بِمِئَةِ رُوبِيَّةٍ فَقَطْ إِنَّهَا بِمِئَةِ رُوبِيَّةٍ فَقَطْ إِنَّهَا بِمِئَةِ رُوبِيَّةٍ فَقَطْ It is only 100 rupees. والحمد لله. مدرس كم أخاً لك يا هاشم How many brothers do you have, O Hashim? كم أخاً لك يا هاشم After the word كم Whatever you are asking about must be in the singular form and منصوب كم أخاً لك كم أختا لك كم قلما عندك كم كتابا عندك How many brothers do you have, O Hashim? The next one, Hashim says, لي ثلاثة إخوة لي ثلاثة إخوة I have 3 brothers. The word إخوة, إخوة is masculine. The word إخوة means brothers. It's obviously masculine. And so the number before it will be feminine. We learned this in book 1. لي ثلاثة إخوة So إخوة is masculine, so the number before it will be feminine. لي I have ثلاثة إخوة I have 3 brothers. مدرس المدرس أطلاب هم Are they students? أطلاب هم Are they students? Hashim says, لا إنهم تجار No, they are تجار إنهم Indeed, they إن And then هم joined to it Indeed, they تجار What's a تاجر? تاجر is a businessman And so تجار would be businessmen والحمد لله لا إنهم تجار وكم أختا لك Teacher asks, وَكَمْ أُخْتًا لَكَ And how many sisters do you have? MashaAllah, this teacher has many questions for brother Hashim. وَكَمْ أُخْتًا لَكَ Hashim says, لِي أَرْبَعُ أَخَوَاتٍ لِي I have أَرْبَعُ أَخَوَاتٍ أَخَوَات is feminine. It's the plural of أُخْتٌ. And so the number before it will be masculine. Why? Because akhawat is feminine and we work with the opposites here. And so if akhawat is feminine, the number before it will be masculine. Li arba'u akhawatin. I have 4 sisters. The teacher. Afil hindi hunna al-ana. Afil hindi. In India, hunna they. Hunna means they, but specific to females. Are they in India al-ana? Are they in India at the moment? La. Inna hunna huna. Indeed, they are huna. Huna means here. Indeed, they are here. Indeed, surely they are here. Bil Madinati al-Munawwarati. They are here in Medina al-Munawwara, the illuminated city. Ma'a Abi, with my father, wa ummi, and my mother. Inna hunna. Indeed, they. هنا أهيه بالمدينة المنورة in مدينة المنورة مع أبي وأمي with my father and my mother. الطالبات هنا are they female students? Are they students? Hashim says لا إنهن مدرسات. No, they are teachers. They are female teachers. إنهن مدرسات بالمدرسة الثانوية. They are female teachers at the secondary school. بالمدرسة in the school. الثانوية secondary school. إنهن indeed they مدرسات are female teachers بالمدرسة الثانوية at the secondary school والحمد لله يا أمت الله. Now that we've covered lesson 1 from book 2, we've gone through the dialogue mashaAllah tabarakAllah. What were we introduced to? We were introduced to inna. Inna means verily, indeed, no doubt about the matter, surely. After inna, the noun will take a fatha. Inna Allah, inna al-mudarrisa, inna Muhammadan, inna al-kitaba. Excellent. We were also introduced to la'alla, which is a sister of inna. Does the same thing. It means, I hope, it means to hope, or it means I fear such and such. La'alla al-jawwa jameelun. I hope that the weather is beautiful. لعل المدرس مريض. I fear that the teacher is sick. So the word after لعل will also have a fatha. لعل المدرس لعل الكتاب. Excellent. We were introduced to ذو, which means to possess or to have. The word which comes after ذو will be مضاف إليه. ذو خلق. ذو علم. ذو جمال. Excellent. We were introduced to أم. أم means or. أطبيب أنت أم مدرس. Is a doctor you or a teacher? والحمد لله. We were also introduced to the word مئة. مئة means 100. ألف means 1000. بإذن الله تعالى. We will now begin the various exercises. تمارين. أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية. Exercise number 1. أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية. Comprehension questions. من أين هاشم؟ من أين هاشم؟ You could answer a full answer. هاشم من باكستان. هاشم is from Pakistan. هاشم من باكستان. Or instead of repeating his name, you can just say هو من باكستان. هو من باكستان. هو من باكستان. Number 2. أيحبه المدرس. أيحبه. Does love him the teacher? Does the teacher love him? أيحبه. أيحبه. Does love him the teacher? أيحبه المدرس. Does the teacher love him? Your answer. نعم. Yes. يحبه المدرس كثيرا. يحبه. He loves him. المدرس the teacher كثيرا. Or you can just say نعم يحبه كثيرا. نعم يحبه كثيرا. Yes, comma, he loves him a lot. Who loves him? Obviously you're talking about the teacher. Or full answer you could say نعم comma يحبه المدرس كثيرا. من أين ساعته؟ من أين ساعته؟ من from أين where ساعته his watch. From where's his watch? From where is his watch? So watch is feminine, so we can say here. Here. هي من الهند. هي من الهند. هي من الهند. هي من الهند. It is from. It is from India. Become here. What's the price of it? Become. Become here. How much is it? Become here. So you could say here. بمئتي روبية. Here. بمئتي روبية. It is for. It is. It costs 100 rupees. Here. بمئتي روبية. بِمِئَةِ رُوبِيَّةٍ. After the word مِئَة, the word after it will be in the singular form and it will be مَجْرُور. مِئَةُ رَجُلٍ, مِئَةُ رُوبِيَّةٍ. Whether masculine or feminine doesn't really matter. مِئَةُ رَجُلٍ, مِئَةُ رُوبِيَّةٍ. هِيَ بِمِئَةِ رُوبِيَّةٍ. It is for 100 rupees. Walhamdulillah. Number 5. كَمْ أَخًا لَهُ, كَمْ أَخًا لَهُ. How many brothers does he have? لَهُ ثَلَاثَةُ إِخْوَةٍ. لَهُ, he has, belongs to him. لَهُ, لَهُ ثَلَاثَةُ إِخْوَةٍ, لَهُ ثَلَاثَةُ إِخْوَةٍ, لَهُ ثَلَاثَةُ إِخْوَةٍ. كَمْ أَخًا لَهُ, how many brothers does he have? لَهُ ثَلَاثَةُ إِخْوَةٍ. Number 6. كَمْ أُخْتًا لَهُ, how many sisters does he have? لَهُ أَرْبَعُ أَخَوَاتٍ, لَهُ أَرْبَعُ أَخَوَاتٍ, لَهُ أَرْبَعُ أَخَوَاتٍ, لَهُ أَرْبَعُ أَخَوَاتٍ. Number 7. أين أخواته, أين أخواته. Where are his sisters? أين أخواته. Answer, هن بالمدينة المنورة. Quick answer, هن, they, بالمدينة المنورة, at مدينة المنورة. هن بالمدينة المنورة, هن بالمدينة المنورة. Remember the difference between whom. Whom means they, mixed group or only males. هن means they, but only a group of females. So هن بالمدينة المنورة. They are in مدينة المنورة. والحمد لله. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us again and again to the city of the Habib Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Question number 2, تمرين number 2. ضع هذه العلامة, put this sign. علامة means sign, and here it obviously means the tick. أمام الجمل الصحيحة, in front of the correct sentences. وهذه العلامة, and the cross. أمام الجمل التي ليست صحيحة, in front of the sentences which are ليست صحيحة, which are not correct. Tick in front of those correct and cross in front of those incorrect. Hashimun talibun kaslanu. Hashimun talibun kaslanu. Kaslan means lazy. Hashimun talibun kaslanu. No, incorrect. So cross. But Hashimun talibun mujtahidun. Yes, sahiha. Correct. Put a tick. Sa'atuhu rakhisatun. Sa'atuhu, his watch. Rakhisatun, cheap. His watch is cheap. Correct. Sa'atuhu ghaliyatun. His watch is expensive. Incorrect. Incorrect. Sa'atuhu ghaliyatun. Incorrect. Sa'atuhu bi'alfi rubiyatin. Sa'atuhu, his watch. Bi'alfi rubiyatin. His watch was 1,000 rupees. Incorrect, incorrect. ساعته بمئة روبية, correct. His watch is for 100 rupees. أخواته بالمدينة المنورة, أخواته بالمدينة المنورة, أخواته, his sisters, بالمدينة المنورة, at مدينة المنورة, correct. أخواته بالهندي, his sisters are in India, incorrect, incorrect. والحمد لله. تأمل ما يلي. Exercise number 3. تأمل. تأمل means ponder, think over. Think over the following. If we take inna, which means indeed, verily, surely, no doubt, and we want to join it to the word huwa, which means he. How do we say verily he, surely he, indeed he? We join them together and we get innahu. Innahu, walhamdulillah, excellent. So inna plus huwa gives you innahu. Inna plus huwa gives you innahu. Inna plus hiya will give you innaha. Indeed she, verily she. Inna plus hiya gives you innaha. Inna plus anta, you. Inna plus anta, you, male. Innaka. Innaka, indeed you, surely you, innaka. Well, what if it's a female? Inna plus anti, inna plus anti, innaki, innaki. Then, what about inna and ana? Inna and I, we touched upon this. You can have two options. You can say inni or innani. Both of them mean the same thing. Verily I, indeed I, surely I, inni or innani, innani and inni, walhamdulillah. Then we have inna plus hum, indeed they. So in English we have two words, indeed they. But in Arabic we make it into one word, innahum, innahum, innahum. Inna and they, group of only females, innahunna, 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 inna plus antum, you people. Speaking to them, a whole group of people in front of you, inna and antum. Innakum, innakum, innakum. Inna plus antunna, speaking to a group of only females. Inna plus antunna becomes innakunna, innakunna, innakunna. And inna plus nahnu, nahnu means we. Inna plus nahnu becomes innana and also inna. Innana plus inna, both of them are valid. Walhamdulillah. MashaAllah, tabarakallah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatallah. We know that many of you might have had a break between book 1 and book 2. Some of you missed certain lessons from book 1. We hope that you catch up bi'ithnillahi ta'ala. Audios are on muslimcentral.com. You can download the app to your mobile phone, your tablet, no problem. Walhamdulillah. Bi'ithnillahi ta'ala. These lessons, if you stick to them bi'ithnillahi ta'ala, you will grasp a lot of the Arabic language, inshallah. So here we want to practice now, inshallah. Exercise number 4, we want to put into practice what we've just learned. We want to add inna to these sentences. So they gave us, huwa tajirun, huwa tajirun, he is a businessman, huwa tajirun. Add inna before it. Inna plus huwa will become innahu. Inna plus huwa will become innahu tajirun, innahu tajirun, innahu tajirun. Excellent. Number 2, ana talibun, I am a student, I am a student. Say, indeed I'm a student, verily I'm a student, surely I'm a student. Inna plus ana will become inni or innani talibun, inni or innani talibun. Hum min al-yabani, hum min al-yabani, they are from Japan. Hum min al-yabani, they are from Japan. Inna plus hum, innahum, innahum, innahum min al-yabani, they are from, indeed they are from Japan. Number 4, antum adhkiya'u, you people are very smart, you people are intelligent. Antum adhkiya'u, well, add inna to that. Innakum, innakum, inna plus antum becomes innakum, innakum adhkiya'u, innakum adhkiya'u. Number 5, hiya mutazawwijatun, what does mutazawwijatun mean? Married, she is married. Hiya mutazawwijatun, she has a zawj. Hiya mutazawwijatun, she is married. Hiya mutazawwijatun, how do we say indeed she is married? Innaha mutazawwijatun, innaha mutazawwijatun. Number 6, nahnu muslimuna, nahnu muslimuna, add inna. Innana muslimuna, innana muslimuna, or inna muslimuna. Number 7, antunna mujtahidatun, speaking to a group of only females, you people are hardworking. Inna plus antunna, inna kunna, inna kunna mujtahidatun, inna kunna mujtahidatun, inna kunna mujtahidatun, inna kunna mujtahidatun. Number 8, hunna muslimatun, they are female Muslims. Hunna muslimatun, hunna muslimatun, add inna. Inna, inna plus hunna, inna hunna. Inna plus hunna becomes inna hunna muslimatun, inna hunna muslimatun, inna hunna muslimatun, inna hunna muslimatun. Surely indeed they are Muslims. Number 9, anta rajulun ghaniyun, anta rajulun ghaniyun, you anta rajulun, you man, you are a man. Ghaniyun, you are a rich man. Describe him, he is a rich man, you are a rich man. Innaka rajulun ghaniyun, إِنَّكَ رَجُلٌ غَنِيٌّ إِنَّكَ رَجُلٌ غَنِيٌّ Someone might ask a question. We learned that after inna, the word is supposed to take a fatha. But you just said, إِنَّكَ رَجُلٌ You didn't say رَجُلًا. You said, إِنَّكَ رَجُلٌ Well, because after inna, you had the kaf. That was the noun. And so that kaf absolved and it ate up that fatha. إِنَّكَ رَجُلٌ غَنِيٌّ إِنَّكَ رَجُلٌ غَنِيٌّ Number 10. أَنْتِ ذَكِيَّةٌ You are intelligent, speaking to a female. Change it. إِنَّكِ ذَكِيَّةٌ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى We will take exercise number 5, inshallah. And we will call that, and we will call it quits, inshallah, bi-iznillahi ta'ala. Until we meet again, we will continue lesson number 2 in our next majlis. Let us just take exercise number 5, bi-iznillahi ta'ala. Iqra al-amthila al-atiya. Al-mudarrisu jadidun. The teacher is new. Al-mudarrisu jadidun. The teacher is new. So here, walhamdulillah, the example is very plain, very clear. We add an inna. We want to say, indeed, the teacher is new. Inna al-mudarrisa. Look there. Inna al-mudarrisa. Look at the fatha. Look at how the inna has affected the noun which came after it. Inna al-mudarrisa. Jadidun. Important to note. In the Arabic language, we have two types of sentences. Nominal sentences and verbal sentences. Nominal sentences begin with a verb and verbal sentences begin with a verb. Nominal sentences rather begin with a noun. Nominal sentences begin with a noun and verbal sentences begin with a verb. This inna only enters upon nominal sentences. So, look at our original sentence here. It was, Al-mudarrisu jadidun. The teacher is new. Break that down grammatically. Al-mudarrisu is our mubtada, is our subject, is what we're talking about. Jadidun is our khabar, our information. The teacher is new. Al-mudarrisu is our subject. And jadidun is our predicate. Now, when we add an inna into the sentence, inna al-mudarrisa. This mudarrisa now, no longer do we call it a mubtada. We call it an ism inna. We call it ism inna. And then jadidun, we call it khabar inna. So the rule states that the ism inna is always with a fatha. And look here, innal mudarrisa jadidun. So ism inna will have a fatha and khabar inna will have its dhamma, etc. Look at number 2. Fatimatu tabibatun. Inna Fatimata tabibatun. Inna Fatimata tabibatun. Number 3. Hamidun mutazawijun. Hamid is married. Add inna hamidan. How we had inna Fatimata, how we had inna al-mudarrisa. So now inna hamidan, mutazawijun, inna hamidan, mutazawijun. In our first sentence, we had al-mudarrisu. So it only had one dhamma, so then it will only have one fatha. Then we have Fatima 2, so it only had one dhamma, so it will just take one fatha. Whereas we had Hamidun, double dhamma, so when it changes, it will take double fatha. Inna Hamidan mutazawijun. Inna Hamidan mutazawijun. Indeed Hamid is married. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah. In our next majlis, we will continue lesson number 1. Most importantly, remember, we touched upon inna, innallaha, and also there are many examples from the Noble Quran. For example, innallaha wa malaikatahu, innallaha wa malaikatahu, innal insana lafi khusr, innal insana lafi khusr. We also find, innal insana لربه لكنود إن الإنسان لربه لكنود إن الله غفور رحيم إن الله عدو للكافرين إن الشيطان للإنسان عدو مبين إن زلزلة الساعة لشيء عظيم إن جهنم جزاؤكم إن جهنم جزاؤكم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان إن الإنسان لفي خسر إن كثيرا من الناس عن آياتنا لغافلون. So many many verses in the Noble Quran which have this inna, and then you find after it the ism inna. It is mansub, it has a fatha, and we will go through these verses in our next majlis, and we will also go through the translation bi-iznillahi ta'ala. For now, ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, we go through one qa'ida Qur'aniyya, one maxim from the Noble Qur'an, insha'Allah. And this is in Surah At-Talaq, verse number 3. Allah states, وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ And whoever has tawakkul upon Allah, فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ Then he is sufficient for him. Whoever has tawakkul and reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala suffices for this person. Walhamdulillah. This qa'ida in reality is a qa'ida imaniyya. It's a maxim related to the matter of iman. This is something that is supposed to be rooted in the hearts of every single Muslim. We say we are Muslim, why? Because we accept and we submit. And so when we submit, then our tawakkul is upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And subhanallah, this is in Surah At-Talaq, verse number 3. And how appropriate. In the middle of the verses dealing with talaq, Allah mentions, and whoever has reliance upon him, then Allah suffices such a person. Maybe, for example, this woman, she's going through an abusive marriage and she's thinking, what's going to happen to me? Where will I go? How will I look after myself, my kids, etc.? This abuse, can I take it any longer? So she doesn't know what to do, etc. Allah states, وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلَ عَلَى اللَّهِ Whoever has tawakkul upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will find a way out for this person. Allah suffices for this person, subhanallah. Jayid. And so that's appropriate in that Allah mentioning this in the middle of the verses of Talaq. Allah mentions, فَإِذَا بَلَغْنَ أَجَلَهُنَّ فَأَمْسِكُوهُنَّ بِمَعْرُوفٍ أَوْ فَارِقُوهُنَّ بِمَعْرُوفٍ وَأَشْهِدُوا ذَوِي عَدْلٍ مِّنْكُمْ وَأَقِيمُوا الشَّهَادَةَ لِلَّهِ ذَلِكُمْ يُوعَظُ بِهِ مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَل لَّهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ وَمَن يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَالِغُ أَمْرِهِ قَدْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدْرًا سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ Also, وَمَن يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ Whoever has reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah suffices this person. So obviously at the time of divorce, each party, many a times there's a lot of animosity, maybe there's mudslinging, etc., etc. Allahu musta'an. And so this is like a warning, this verse is like a warning to them that, you know, you have tawakkul upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and He will suffice you. If you are the one who is wrong, if you are the one who is oppressing the other party, and they have no options, their backs are against the wall, etc., then you should be wary. You should be wary, because this person, their reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will suffice them, and you will be meted out with that punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, it is solace for the one who is being oppressed, the one who doesn't really have much options, the one who is being slandered, the one who doesn't really have much ammo, etc. Well, you have tawakkul upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He will suffice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the haqq be apparent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will disgrace the oppressors. We also find that وَمَن يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ Whoever has tawakkul upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah suffices them. This doesn't mean that you should not seek the means. No, you should seek the means. Our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made use of the means, but we do not have complete reliance upon the means, as is mentioned. الالتفات إلى الأسباب الكلية شرك. To have complete reliance upon your asbab, your means. the alarm system is going to protect me, my God's going to protect me, medication is going to cure me, etc. For you to have complete reliance upon these matters, then this would be shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You've made these items into gods besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But to deny that they have an effect, these are means, and these means, they have been put there. You sitting in front of the Kaaba making dua for a child, and you're not even married, there's no child that's going to come. You need to obviously make use of the means. You need to get married, you need to, intimacy, all of these matters. You got into a plane which is going to Johannesburg, don't expect to get to Makkah. Right, there's the means, and you need to use your aql. Wa inkar an takun asbaban bil kulli qadh fi shar' wal hikmah, and to deny that these means have any effect whatsoever is also a lack of intelligence. So this is obviously, getting married and intimacy to have the kid, getting onto that plane which is going to Makkah. These are the means to fulfilling your end. And so to deny that they are even means that there's something wrong with your aql. وَالْإِعْرَاضُ عَنْهَا مَعَ الْعِلْمِ كَوْنِهَا أَسْبَابًا نَقْصَانْ فِي الْعَقْلِ. And so to completely stay away from the means. you require wealth, you require sustenance, you require job, all of these matters here. No. You just sit in the house. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide. For you to say this, for you to do this, means that there's something wrong in your mind. But to use the means, and not to have complete reliance upon the means, but to have tawakkul upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to understand that these are asbab, these are means which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put on this earth for you to attain your aims and objectives, then this is ubudiyya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your tawakkul is upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You use the means, you go into battle. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took his arms and he had his defenses, and he made use of the means. And so you use the means, but you do not rely completely upon these means. You rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many verses in the Noble Quran related to the matter of tawakkul. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, for example, when you have these enemies around you, فَأَعْرِضَ عَنْهُمْ وَتَوَكَّلَ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَكِيلًا. Turn away from them and have your tawakkul upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَقُلْ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ. And numerous verse, فَاعْبُدْهُ وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَيْهِ. And worship Allah and have tawakkul upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah mentions, وَمَن يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُ. فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّكَ عَلَى الْحَقِّ الْمُبِينِ. Allah mentions, فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَوَكِّلِينَ. Allah loves those who have tawakkul in Him. وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَكِيلًا. And suffice, and how good is Allah as a wakil, as a protector over anyone. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us pure tawakkul in Him, to grant us better tawakkul in Him. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you people had, the proper tawakkul, you would, similar to the bird, it leaves its nest in the morning with its belly empty. It goes out, it seeks the rizq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It returns back in the evening to its nest and its belly is full. Walhamdulillah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you like He gives to that bird, if only but we had proper tawakkul in Him. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, until we meet again, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us khair and barakah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us increase in knowledge. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the best in this world and in the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us an understanding of the Arabic language. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our deen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant izzah and honor to the Muslims around the globe. Hada wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka al-amdihi wa rasulihi nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.